This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A man yelling, "All Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh synagogue during Sabbath services Saturday and indiscriminately shot and killed 11 congregants in the latest mass shooting in the United States. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
This was a baby naming ceremony.
President Trump told a campaign rally in Indianapolis the shooter's motivation was clear.
This was an anti-Semitic act.
Today, the nightmare has hit home here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick put the death toll at 11, but added among the victims,
there were no children.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Bob Jones identified the suspect as Robert Bowers.
At this point, we have no knowledge that Bowers was known to law enforcement before today.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says,
the shooting is being investigated by the FBI as a hate crime.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The Reuters news agency reports that Bowers has been charged by federal prosecutors with 29 criminal counts, including violence and firearms offenses and violating federal civil rights laws. Election material was handed out on Saturday as voters prepared to choose Brazil's new president in Sunday's election. Some 147 million people will decide between the far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro and Fernando Haddad of the leftist Workers' Party. A new poll released Saturday showed that Bolsonaro had a double-digit lead over Haddad. The MDA poll showed that Bolsonaro had 56.8% of voter support, compared to Haddad's 43.2%. Voters in Afghanistan's southern province of Kandahar cast ballots Saturday in parliamentary elections that had been delayed 1 week by the assassination of the province's police chief. This is VOA News.